Kia ora, I'm Imogen Wells and welcome to this breaking news episode of Newsable. Big ticket TVNZ programs, Fair Go and News Bulletins, One News at Midday and One News Tonight, are reported to have been officially cancelled. It's understood the axing of all three shows has been confirmed in meetings with staff today under the state broadcaster's restructure proposals. With more details on how this is playing out and who's been affected is Stuff Audio's senior journalist Aaron Darman. Aaron, what do we know so far?
So about a month ago, TVNZ proposed to cut up to 68 roles and four programs that drew backlash and disappointment from staff, the union representing them, and the public, with the Save Our Stories campaign petitioning the broadcaster to think again. But today, staff from Fair Go, that's New Zealand's second longest running local program after Country Calendar, as well as the Midday and Tonight news bulletins, were all reportedly told it's the end of the line for their shows. Youth-focused ReNews is also due to hear its fate today. Meanwhile, long-form current affairs program Sunday will find out whether it's completely gone or if a scaled-back alternative can be found in a meeting tomorrow. And all TVNZ staff are then set to meet with bosses at 1 o'clock.
Certainly a wild time, wild week in the media indeed. Tomorrow as well, on top of all of this, News Hub looks set to confirm its future plans. What can we expect there?
That's right, proposals by Warner Brothers Discovery to completely shut down News Hub will come to a head tomorrow. That follows that announcement in late February of the proposed end of June shutdown. We're talking up to 300 jobs under threat. There is always the chance of a lifeline. There have been some unconfirmed reports that a possible partner in the form of another media company could deliver a version of the news service if some form of rescue emerged. Any partnership is likely to mean a deal where Warner Brothers Discovery pays a fee to another organisation instead of running the newsroom itself. So, Imo, watch this space.
Watch this space indeed. Thanks, Aaron. And thank you for listening to this breaking news episode of Newsable. I'm Imogen Wells. We'll have more on all of this on tomorrow morning's episode of Newsable. So make sure you're following us wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like this podcast, please support our work. Visit stuff.co.nz/support.
I think you're conflating a whole bunch of issues.
You don't want to be held to account rising child abuse numbers.
You can manipulate crime statistics.
I promised I wouldn't have a tad to you about gotcha journalism.
Hang into the National Party's tagline there.
It would be a resignation offence if I didn't deliver tax reduction.
I'm not worried about it at all.
Nothing iffy in there. That sits with you perfectly fine.
That's what we're focused on.
Whatever happens in politics, the weird, the wonderful, the important, the thought-provoking, we got you. Listen to Tova wherever you get your podcasts.